The Lord our God, He reigneth. So let's look to the Lord and pray that God will bless us here this morning as we return to His Word. Let's pray. God, our Father, we thank You for the Word of God. We pray that would be with us. As we look at it together, I ask You, Lord, we'll be encouraged. And Lord, we'll be blessed as we think of Thee, that Thou art Lord, that Thou art King, that God reigneth. Close us in with Thyself, I pray. I pray for the fullness of the Spirit of a living God. I ask for help to speak. And I ask for a blessing upon Thy word to the hearts of all Your people. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you turn your mind back maybe to about October just last year, you'll find that China, they showed off their military power and powers. There was a parade to mark the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic. We saw on television the president himself, he watched a place called the Heavenly Gate. And he watched all the tanks and all the soldiers and all go marching by. It was the first time they did this from 2015. He was showing off to the world how powerful, as he thought, and how great is his nation. Here's what he said. No force can ever shake the status of China or stop the Chinese people and nation from marching forward. Now notice what this man is saying. No force can stop us. No. Doesn't matter who it is. There's no force can stop us from marching forward. Oh dear friends, you think of the view we saw, you think of the words that we heard. Of course, cast your eyes over to Russia, Putin, he would say the same words. We think of the military power of India, Iran, United States of America, and Donald Trump said that the USA have weapons that no one knows anything about, so really they're secret, powerful weapons. And I would say sometimes we fear that man could wipe out the whole world in a moment. They say that China has, they have these missiles that's capable of hitting America within 30 minutes. So I know, of course, they could do a lot of damage. But it's good for us to remind ourselves here, the Lord our God reigneth. The Lord reigneth. He's the one who's in control. And David here, he's bringing up the ark of God here to the people. And David's full of joy. He's full of praise unto God. And he tells the people here in verse 8, well, give thanks unto the Lord. David, he's rejoicing what God is doing among the people. He's brought back the ark and he's saying unto the people, listen, praise God. Give thanks unto the Lord. And I say when we come to God's house, we should praise God for all He's done for us. Those of us who are saved this morning, He has lifted us from the pit of sin. He's been our best friend. He's watched over us. He's blessed us abundantly. And David, he's calling upon the people here to give thanks unto the Lord. In verse 9, he says, well, sing unto Him. And sing psalms unto Him. I love it when we come together as God's people. We open up our hymn books, our prayer books, and our psalms, and we sing. We sing, listen, with all of our hearts. We should praise God. Because God has blessed us abundantly. And so He tells them to praise the Lord. He tells them there in verse 10, glory in His holy name. In verse 11, He says, seek the Lord and His strength. He's telling the people to seek God. In verse 12, He says, listen, remember His marvelous works that He has done. Remember what God has done for you. Cast your mind back. Think of the great blessings. Think how He has blessed you. Oh, children of the Lord, sometimes I fear We forget what God has done for us. Oh, remember His marvelous works that He has done for you and I. May we never forget Calvary. May we never forget the cross where the Son of God came and bled and died to save us. And while David is saying all these things unto his people, he tells them something else in verse 31. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. And David tells them here something they were to say. He said, tell them to say among, listen, the nations, the Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. I've come to preach this morning with these words. To say among the nations. I'm down a different place here from home and I'm in Australia. But what a tremendous truth we have here, friends. The Lord reigneth. And I want to notice just a few things about this. I want to notice, first of all, about the declaration of his reign. And you can see here in the words of the text that this was a truth that was to be proclaimed by God's people. David is coming to God's people and he's looking at them and he's instructing them and he says, listen, I want you to say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. And this declaration was to be said universally. It didn't matter where they were. Didn't matter if it was not just to Israel. No, no. Wherever you were, whatever nation, whatever country, the nations that are full of sin, tell them, God reigneth. The nations that bow down before idolaters and other gods, tell them the Lord, he reigneth. Tell them this great truth. Here's a truth that was to be declared universally among, listen, the nations. Tell them the Lord is king. Tell them this. In Psalm 95 and verse 3, it says, for the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods. And so we find here the declaration of this about the reign. It is to be done universally. Universally. We are to tell people that God reigneth. Wherever you work, wherever you live, wherever you are, whoever you are around you tell them God is king. We have a great God. We have a mighty God. We have a God who is king. He's Lord. He's over all. So this is to be declared universally. Same on the nation. So wherever I am, I'm in Australia, I tell people, the Lord reigneth. I've been in other places in the world as well. The same truth, friends. The Lord reigneth. This is to be said also these words boldly. Listen, say. Say among the nations. Listen, it doesn't matter who is before us. It's the same message to all. Imagine that I'd be able to stand before the president of China on that particular day when he stood with his chest out and he says that no one can stop us. And I can come before them and I can say, I have got a message for you. What is that message? The Lord reigneth. I say it boldly. Imagine we could go to the White House in America and shout out before Mr. Trump and others, the Lord reigneth. And Putin from Russia, Boris Johnson picked in the parliament at home in the United Kingdom, and tell these men, it's not you that's ruling. It's not you that's king. And it's not you that's all powerful. No, no. I have come to tell you, God, our God. Our God, the one that reigns. Dear friends, say it boldly. And that's how we should be, of course. Stand up for Christ, wherever you are. The ungodly are not a bit afraid to tell us their view of life. They're not afraid to tell us about their background, about their lifestyle. And sometimes we shy away and well, we'll not say too much about the Lord, about the Bible. But I feel we should stand in a nice manner, of course. Tell them of Christ, tell them of the Bible. Tell them about our God. He's great, he's mighty, he's Lord. And that he is king. You see, boldly, he says, say this. Are you being a witness for Christ, wherever you are? To your neighbours, your friends? Do you know you're a Christian? Do you know you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ? We are to say this boldly.
The Lord reigneth. And in the declaration also of this, I find it is to be said confidently. There's no room for doubt here in these words. This is something God's people are to be sure about. And that's why David says unto this people, he said, listen, say these words, and you can say them confidently. The Lord reigneth. We are confident of this great, great truth. The Lord God is King. Are you? Are you confident that your God is King? I am. My God is King. He reigns. In Psalm 83 and verse 18, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over, listen, all the earth. And here is a tremendous truth, child of God. I want you to grasp and get into your heart today. Despite what we see what's happening in the world today, that my God is King. Not a simple truth from the first point. That my God, my Saviour, Lord Jesus, He's King. And we preach it. Like some people may not like to hear this. They may mock us, they may laugh at us, they may despise the people of God, but we say it. We stand up for God, the one who's loved us, the one who's washed us from our sins in His own blood. We say it boldly, confidently, universally. We tell the people, the Lord's reigning, and the Lord is my King. Isn't that wonderful to be able to say that? He's my King. He reigns. We sang that great hymn, the Lord is King, lift up thy voice, O earth and all ye heavens, rejoice. From world to world the joy shall ring, the Lord omnipotent, listen, is King, the Lord is King. So we lift up our voices today. And I've come to tell you down here in Australia that the Lord is King. The Lord reigneth. So the declaration here of His reign, we are to say this, we are to tell people. And what a wonderful truth we have here from the first point. That my God, my Saviour, the Lord Jesus, He's my Lord and He's my King. Not these other men, nations and so on. No, the Lord is King. Then I want to notice secondly here about the dominion of His reign. I'm sure most people here know that one time, of course, the British Empire was the largest empire the world has ever seen. Though they tell us, covered an area of about 13.1 million square miles of land, and that more than 22% of the earth's landmass. The empire had 458 million people in 1938. More than 20% of the world's population. So you can see one time the British Empire was a great empire and reached to many places in the world. But I want you to notice this. It only reached so far. Not all the world. No. Not even half of the world. It was a great empire, but only reached some of it. And then when you come to the Bible, you'll read, of course, about people like Esther. There, Esther 1, verse 1 about King Ahasuerus. He was a mighty and a great king. And it tells us in that particular verse about how much he reigned over. And it tells us in verse 1, that it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. This is Ahasuerus with reign from India even on to Ethiopia over 127 provinces. And notice here, he had a great reign from India to Ethiopia. But it was only over 127 provinces. It wasn't 128. Friends, it wasn't 129 either. No, this man was powerful. This man had a great dominion, but his reign only went so far. So far it went, and that was his jurisdiction. He did not reign in other places. No. But how different it is when we come to the God of the Bible. His dominion of His reign. He reigns over all. He's King over everything. You think of Psalm 47, verse 7. For God is King, listen, of all the earth. Of all the earth. Listen, not just half of the earth. Not just down here in Australia. The Lord's King here in Australia. or not just the United Kingdom. No, no, not a bit of it. It tells us here, for God is the King of all. Of all the earth. Think of the verse in Psalm 103 and verse 19. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens. And notice these words. And his kingdom ruleth over all. And I find when I come to the Bible about the Lord, he is King. He rules over all. Everything. Over the whole universe. He stretches his scepter. He now reigns universally. He always has so done so, and he always will. Listen here this morning. Here's the dominion of the reign of God, our great God. He reigns over all. And just really to think of this together. We think, though, in Psalm 104 is a great chapter about the providential dealings of God and the sovereignty of God. God rules over the whole universe. Well, he made it. He is the one who put the stars in the sky and the sun and the moon. Listen, God is the one who reigns over it all. He's king. He's king over the material world. That's why you come to Psalm 104 and the verse 19. Psalm 104 verse 19, he says, he appointeth the moon for seasons, the sun knoweth his going down. And so we find here God is over this, the sun and the moon. Remember, it tells us there in Psalm 104 and verse 13, he watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of his works. Talks about the rain. Listen, who is over the rain? There's a lot of talk about global warming and all of these things. But I want to tell you here, who is the one who's over the rain? God reigns over it. Do you remember Job's friend came to see him and he said in Job chapter 5 and verse 10 of the Lord, who giveth rain upon the earth? And he sendeth waters upon the fields. And so he believed that way, way back over then, in those days, that God reigns even over the weather. Your friend, he's the one who causes the sun to shine. He's the one who causes the waters to fall. Did you know that God's the one who causes the grass to grow? Psalm 104. You can see that in verse 14. It says there, he causes the grass to grow for the cattle. Oh, he said, no, that's the farmers. That's the farmers and all the fertilizer. Of course, God uses them. But listen, friends. He causes the grass to grow. I'm showing you here this morning what a great God we have. He reigns over all. The weather, the sun, the moon, the stars. It talks about the Bible, about the snow and frost, Psalm 147, verse 16 and verse 17 to 18. He reigns over the material world. He's king. His kingdom ruleth over all. And I think of the animals in the world. In Psalm 104 here, it talks about birds. It talks about goats in verse 18. It talks about lions and sea creatures. And then it says in verse 27, these all wait upon thee that thou mayest give us them their meat in due season. All of these animals, they're waiting upon God. For God is ruling over all the animals. Dear friends, he's king. Our God is king. He's over them all. Over all of these things. Does he not reign over man? Of course he does. Remember, it says in Jeremiah 10 and verse 23, he says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. No, no. Man may think of it, of course. He may take moves. He may walk and do different things. But listen, it's God. God is really behind the scenes. Our God is king. And dear friends, he's ruling over mankind. Remember, it says in Acts 17 and verse 26, talks about how he had made one blood of all nations for men to dwell upon the face of the earth, and has appointed the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. And it tells us here how God, he places people in different lands and different boundaries. Why is it you're from Australia and I'm from Northern Ireland? Because God, he overruled it. That's why. Why was it you're born into the family you're in? because it was God. I want to show you this morning, our God is mighty. He's great. And dear friends, he rules over all. In Psalm 37 and verse 23, it says the steps of a good man are ordered, listen, by the Lord. He's ordering the steps, and he delighteth in his way. In Psalm 47 verse 8, notice it says, God reigneth over the heathen. Well, they wouldn't think it. But he reigns over all, friends. All is under his control. Our God is great. He's mighty. He's king. He's over all these things, friends. The political world, who's ruling over there? Well, some people would now argue about this, wouldn't they? Have we got all these presidents in today? Oh, well, I am the greatest, Donald Trump would say. And then you have Putin from Russia, the Chinese president, and others. They would say, well, we are your kingpins here. Listen, God reigns. In Psalm 22, I want to read in verse 28, notice it says, for the kingdom is the Lord's. And notice these words, and he is the governor among the nations. Notice what it says about God. The kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor. He is the ruler whereabouts among the nations. He's ruling. In Proverbs 21, verse 1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Listen, where is the king's heart? Where is it? It's in the hand of the Lord. And he turneth it whatever way he wants. Our God is king. Man is not in control of the world. Man will not destroy this world. God is king. He's ruling it behind the scenes. Oh, he allows people to do it. But, dear friend, as we'll see in a moment, all for his glory. He's doing all of these things. It says in Psalm 46, verse 9, he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. In your time, the wars come, wars start, wars stop. God in his providence, listen, is ruling over all. And there's a tremendous verse that shows that in the New Testament. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 11, and Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, he wanted them to learn that this tremendous truth, that our God is great and he's ruling over all things. For he went on to say, in whom also we have an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him. Notice these words. Who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. God is working all things. Listen, in all the nations, whatever's going on in the world, he's behind it. He's working all things after the counsel of his own will. Someone has said, God's ways are behind the scenes, but he moves all scenes which he is behind. It's good for us to remind ourselves today of this great truth. God is ruling over the political world. And I say, sometimes we think all of these men coming out with their armors and armory and their airplanes and tanks and guns, you maybe would fear what would happen if a World War III broke out. It would be terrible. We have to say that. But it's good to remind ourselves today, our God reigneth. Our God is king. He is Lord. He rules over all. The Lord is king. That's why we sing that tremendous hymn. Lift up thy voice, friends. He rules over the political world. I could go on to think about the spiritual world as well. The Bible talks about the devil and his powers in Ephesians. In the chapter 6 and verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, he's talking here about the powers of Satan. And he has power. Listen, the devil has great power. We know this, of course. The devil has great power. But to God, the devil must bow. God rules over all the satanic powers. If he didn't, we would be destroyed in a moment. If God did not reign over the devil and his angels, the world would be out of control and all would be destroyed in a moment. But say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. God's ruling over. You only have to read the New Testament. Of course, you'll see how the Lord, in his great power, cast out the demons out of Legion. There's many devils within him, of course. But we find there, to the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil must bow. And so we find here, dear friends, this tremendous, tremendous truth about the duration, the dominion of God's reign. He reigns over all. Sometimes we think the world is out of control, but it is not out of control. He has it all under control. It's good for us to remind ourselves of that truth. But hold on a minute. Maybe your life is out of control. Maybe you feel it's out of control. But dear friends, it's not. Despite all that's maybe happening in your life, the Spirit you. I want you to know this. The Lord has it all under control. His control. He's behind all the troubles of the world. He has all under his control. He still reigns. He's still reigning in your heart, child of God. He still has you in his control. You see the dominion here of his reign. He reigns all over on it. He has the whole world, where is it? In his hands. Not wonderful. For a child of God, we're living in dark days, sinful days, wicked days. We feel everything's upside down. Listen, our God is King. He is King. His kingdom reigns over all. I want to say another point about this. Reign, if the Lord said to the nations, the King, the Lord reigneth. What about the duration of his reign? Of course, we come there to think about the British Empire. The Great Decline started off in 1997 with the transfer of Hong Kong to China. That was really the start and the mark of the end of the great empire of Britain. You come to the Bible, of course, you're reading about different kings. They reigned. And then it tells you, well, where they reigned. It tells you how long. Well, what about David? A mighty king. The fellow was only a shepherd's boy, yet he was plucked from the fold in a sense to go out and to fight Goliath. He became a great king. He was a godly king. He was a mighty king. But we come to David, we find he only reigned for 40 years. That's short, friends. Then Solomon, he took over. Say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Listen, here this morning, God reigns forever. Forever. There will never be a time he will not reign. In 1 Timothy 1 and verse 17, notice he says, now unto the King eternal. Notice how he describes God. He's a King eternal. He reigns continually. He will reign forever and forever. Listen here this morning. None will ever displace God. None will ever displace him. None has the power to displace him. He's King forever. He's an everlasting King. That's why we can lift up our voices this morning in this meeting. Our God is King forever and forever. The everlasting King. His everlasting kingdom. Remember it says in Daniel 7 verse 13 and 14. I saw in the night visions and behold one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Here it talks about the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It's everlasting. It is an everlasting kingdom that shall not be destroyed. Listen, God is King. And he's King forever. And the Bible tells us that, of course. Think of Psalm chapter 10 verse 16. It says the Lord is King forever and ever. And dear child of God, that is a tremendous truth for all of our hearts here today. that our God is King forever. Right at the very end of the book, in the last book of the Bible, which is Revelation chapter 19, Revelation chapter 19, verse 6, it says here, at the end of that verse, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." So in the last book of the Bible, they're still bringing this truth to us. God is real. We've come to the end of time. He's still King. No one has defeated him. I saw a fellow one time on a lawn where I live, and he's going about with a t-shirt on him, and it says on the back of it, "Your God is dead." But I want to tell you, no one has killed our God. No one. I followed that man. I met him in a shop and I had a debate with him. And I told him, "Do you believe what's written in the back of your t-shirt?" And he says, "I do." Well, I had a great witness to that man about Christ, about the Bible. Lord God is not dead. He's alive. He's the everlasting King. He reigns forever. Listen, and forever. This is our God. I said to you this morning, this is our God. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the everlasting King. He shall reign forever and forever. There is none like him. So our dear friends, we have the duration of his reign. Say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. We can always say this. And I say to you this morning here in Tasmania, we will always be saying these words. Our God reigneth forever and forever. Because I want to say lastly and quickly about the delight of this reign. Well, it should affect you. You can see there in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And know what he says, and where the text is found, verse 31. "Let the heavens be glad," listen, "and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth." So how should it, we should rejoice. That's what he says beforehand. "Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice." We are to rejoice about this truth. This is a tremendous truth. You thought everything. You thought everything perhaps was out of control in your life. Maybe you think everything's out of control in the world. No, no, friends. Rejoice. The Lord reigneth. I can rejoice in this. I'm not to be troubled. I'm not to worry. My God is all things under control. I say that to God's people here this morning. He has everything. Everything in your life under his control. He's King. We should rejoice in this great truth, you see. But our God reigns, of course. And it's good to remember that he reigns. And remember this, that he reigns for our good. And there are things in life, I say this again, there are things in life that break us. There are things in life that hurt us. There are things happen we cannot understand. But we should remember, our God reigns for our good. And here's a great truth. That's a great truth of that text. And you know it. Romans 8 verse 28. "And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose." Listen friends. It's all things for good. But some things break it. Of course they do. But put the whole package together. It's for your good. All things work together for good. And we should remember this great truth that we find here this morning. The Lord reigneth. He's reigning, listen, for my good. Doesn't mean I'll not get my heart broken. It doesn't mean that I will fail. No, no, but it means that all things work together for good. We should delight ourselves in this great truth. We should rest in this great truth. As 1 Peter says, there's no attribute of God more comforting to his children than the doctrine of divine sovereignty. All things, afflictions, he's ordained them. He overrules them for our good, friends. Someone has said, when you go through a trial, the sovereignty of God is the pillow upon which to lay your head. Dear friends, it's all things for good. He reigns. And I think, of course, we will reign with him. Because when I come to the Bible in Revelation, in chapter 22 and verse 5, it says, "And there shall be no night there, And they need no candle, neither light of a sun. Here's what it says. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. This is the same Greek word for reigneth. It tells me here at the very end, here's the end of the story for all of us who saved. We shall reign with Christ. We shall reign with God. Listen. Forever and ever. He reigns forever. And we are going to reign with him. Oh, what a truth we have here, child of God. I trust that it will touch your heart. I trust that this morning it will rejoice your heart. My God is a great God. He lives within my heart. He reigns for my good. And one day I will reign. I will reign with him. Listen, forever and forever. And it's all because of the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, who saved me, who died for me, who washed me in his blood, who has given me everlasting life. Well, if you're all converted in this meeting, I exhort you to come to Christ. Trust him with your heart. Turn away from your sin and repent and believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And then this great Savior will be your King, your Lord, your Master. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let's just settle our hearts, settle our fears here this morning, and to rest in the Lord and to trust him with all that we have. Because, as I said earlier on, his kingdom, it ruleth over all. Pray the Lord to bless his word to all of our hearts.